Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, July 25th, 2013. It was on this day in 1897 that the novelist Jack London left San Francisco for the Klondike to join the gold rush. He was just 21. A few weeks earlier, a ship had arrived in San Francisco from the Klondike carrying more than $1 million worth of gold, and London got a stepsister to mortgage her house and lend him the money for the trip. A long, hard trip it was over the famous Chilkoot Pass, and winter came before London could even start looking for gold. He spent that winter in a little fur trader's cabin the size of a tool shed, reading the two books he'd brought with him, Dante's Inferno and Milton's Paradise Lost. By spring, he'd realized that all the good claims had already been made, so instead of looking for gold, he talked to people and he gathered their stories. He almost died of scurvy on the way home, but he went on to write about his experiences in his book, The Call of the Wild, which became one of the most popular books of the time. It's the birthday of saxophonist Johnny Hodges, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1906. He took up the soprano sax when he was 14 years old and later specialized in the alto. Hodges joined Duke Ellington's orchestra in 1928 and was the soloist and mainstay of the ensemble until his death in 1970. Among his best-known solos are those on Warm Valley and Passion Flower. His nickname, Rabbit, came from his love of lettuce and tomato sandwiches. As he grew older, Hodges used fewer and fewer notes in his solos, preferring to play more simply by staying close to the melody. It's the birthday of the painter Thomas Eakins, born in Philadelphia in 1844. He painted realistic American scenes of the late 1800s, such as Max Schmidt in A Single Skull and The Gross Clinic. Today is the anniversary of the day when Bob Dylan went electric at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965, to the great consternation of folk music fans. Actually, Bob Dylan had grown up listening to rock and roll. He loved Elvis. He said once, "When I first heard Elvis's voice, I just knew that I wasn't going to work for anybody and nobody was going to be my boss." Hearing him for the first time was like busting out of jail. Dylan played in rock bands in high school, but when he went to college at the University of Minnesota, he fell into the folk scene and started singing songs of Woody Guthrie. He performed wearing blue jeans and a work shirt. But in 1964, he heard the Beatles and other British bands who played rock and roll the way Dylan remembered hearing it as a kid. He did some rock and roll on his album, Bringing It All Back Home, and in 1965, he came out with his big hit that summer, Like a Rolling Stone. And here's a poem by Krista Lucas entitled The Day I Die. The day I die will be a Saturday or a Tuesday, maybe, a day with a weather forecast, a high and a low. There will be news, a scandal, a disaster, some good deed. The mail will come. People will walk their dogs. The day I die will be a certain day, a square on a calendar page to be flipped up and pinned at the end of the month. It may be August or November. School will be out or in. Somebody will have to catch a plane. There will be messages, bills to pay, things left undone. It will be a day like today or tomorrow, a date I might note with a reminder, an appointment, or nothing at all. The Day I Die, a poem by Krista Lucas from her collection, Fans of My Unconscious, published by BlackRock Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.